Well, good evening. If you have your Bibles this evening, which I'm going to try to say this evening a few times, I might say this morning, so just know that. I preach in the morning sometimes, so I might say this morning, I mean this evening. But if you have your Bibles this evening, turn to Psalms chapter 78. Psalms chapter 78. And as you're turning there, I just want to say I appreciate the opportunity, brother, to come and preach your word. I appreciate being here at Paintsville First Baptist. I enjoy preaching. I've been ministering at Meet a Baptist with our youth for the past several years now. One story I wanted to share right before I get into the message, when me and Brother Seth was playing, one time we went to Boyce College and they had a sign above their big banner that said, if they score 100 points tonight, everybody gets free coffee. I don't know if it was a student body or anybody, but let me just tell you, when our team walked in, everybody knew that they were going to get their caffeinated coffee that night because we allowed 100 points. So his team always beat down our team pretty bad, but always had a good time. That's where I learned ministry opportunity, and I learned to preach his word, see about how getting into families and churches and being a youth pastor. I got to play a little basketball too on the side. So if you have your Bibles, Psalms chapter 78, we're going to start in verse 12. Psalm 78 verse 12 says, marvelous things he had did in the sight of their fathers. In the land of Egypt, in the field of Zoan, he divided the seas, caused them to pass through, and he made the water stand up like a heap. In the daytime also he led them by cloud, and at night with the light of fire. He split the rocks in the wilderness and gave them drink in abundance like the depths. He also brought streams out of the rocks and caused the water to run down like rivers. But they sinned even more against him by rebelling against the Most High in the wilderness. And they tested God in their hearts by asking food for their fancy. Yes, they spoke against God and they said, can God prepare a table in the wilderness? Behold, he struck a rock so that the waters gushed out and the streams overflowed. Can he give bread also? Can he provide meat for his people? Let's pray right quick before I get started in this message. Dear Lord, I just pray that you'll give me the words to say. Give us ears to hear and hearts to receive as I preach your word. Give me the words in Jesus' name. Amen. So what I want to preach on this evening, as we look at verses 19 through 20, they ask the question, can God? Well, I want to show you in Scripture tonight that God can. They asked, can God prepare a table in the wilderness? Can he give us bread? They said, can he give us meat to his people? See, the people of Israel at this time were ultimately asking the question, can God? Well, today I would like to show you in Scripture, God can. They were called out of Egypt to follow the Lord by faith. However, they consistently doubted the power, the promises, and the presence of God as they traveled. Their entire attitude can be summed up in this two-word question that they voice in verses 19 and 20, can God? See, when they asked this question, they doubted everything about the Lord. Then they needed a lesson in trust. But before we go and point our fingers, maybe we need to look and see how we can maybe sometimes in our situations ask, can God, instead of realizing that God can. So I'd like to share with you this morning two truths out of this passage, or I said this morning, good. Two truths this evening and three challenges. We're going to look at two truths at the first here, and then we're going to see three challenges from that. So I hope at the end I've encouraged you that whatever you're going through, whatever storm, whatever trial or tribulation that you're going through, you might have the question, can God? Well, I'm fixing to show you in Scripture, not because of what I'm saying, make it sound good, what the Scripture says about how God can. So the first truth I want to share with you this morning, or this evening, is the condition of the people. See, they were faithless. Okay, they were faithless. Here was a people who should have trusted the Lord without reservation, yet they seemed oblivious to the power of God in their midst. But isn't that like the Lord's people today? Instead of trusting God, instead of living by faith, we worry and we fret. Church, it doesn't have to be this way. I want to tell you that we have a God whom we can trust without reservation and without fear. Amen? But they also, so they were faithless. Well, we can be faithless in our walk. Well, they also were forgetful. See, the nation of Israel seemed to be unable to remember all the great miracles that God had performed on their behalf. How he delivered them out of Egypt by the plagues. How he parted the Red Sea. How he proved himself time and time again to be God and to be all-powerful. But they forgot the mighty power of God that they had witnessed in their lives. How many times do we forget? How many times have we been faithful in our walk with Jesus? How many times have we been forgetful like the people of Israel? Again, like I said, it describes us. How many times have he moved mountains in your life? Maybe he parted seas in your life. How many times has he spoke peace or met that need in your life? He can do the impossible, but how many times do we forget or what we have forgotten what he did yesterday when a trial of today pops up? So often we can go through life and we have this trial that happens and we get through it, and then just a little bit later we might praise God, thank God he got me out of this trial, and we come up against something just a little bit less than that, and we ask the question, can God? We can be faithless just like the Israelites. We can be forgetful just like the Israelites. Church, we need to look back this morning and remember all the things that God has done for you and me. Just like in my life, maybe you can experience the same thing. God can move a mountain in your life, and then we go along through life and we come up against a hill, a little molehill, a little ground, a little hill, and we get to the point where we get all fret and worried and we ask the question, can God? Well, I want you to see this morning that they were faithless and they were forgetful, but they also were foolish. See, by asking, can God, they proved their ignorance of his power and of his person. The same foolishness has followed the people today. Some problem will arise in our life, maybe in the church, whatever it may be, and the first thing that we do is ask, can God? Maybe not verbally, it might take other forms, but our doubt says, can God, when he already has many times before? They were foolish. See, this was the condition of the people. This was the first truth that I want you to see on how they were faithless, and they were forgetful, and they were foolish. But also, I want you to know that we can trust the Lord, and we can know that he will demonstrate his power in our lives. And one way to understand that better is going to be the second truth this evening, the character of God. Okay, now there is a lot to go in the character of God. I could preach a whole message on just the character of God. I'm going to take four things of the character of God and show you in that way how God can. First off, I want to look at the character of God in his promises. Okay, look back with me in Psalm 78. We're going to stay in Psalm 78. We're going to get back and forth here. Look at verse 5 in Psalm 78. Psalm 78, verse 5 says, "For he established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers, that they should make them known to their children, that the generation to come might know them and their children who would be born, that they may arise and declare them to their children, that they may set their hope in God and not forget their works of God, but keep his commandments." See, this is the promises of God. Israel had seen God keep his promises and his word time and time again, and he was always faithful to do what he promises. God hasn't changed. He is still the God who keeps his word. Everything God promises, he will do. Amen? Here's some Bible verses that bear this out. Romans 4:21 says, "And being fully convinced that he had promised, he also was able to perform." Did you hear me? It says that he had promised, but he also was able to perform. If he says it, he's going to do it. Listen to what Hebrews 16:8 says. "By two immutable things in which it is impossible for God to lie." So if God says he's going to do it, you can bank on it. It's a promise from God. It's going to happen. Well, you might say, well, brother, that was a long time ago. Then we were talking about the Israelites. That was a really long time ago. Well, I don't know if you've heard Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8, but it says Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So if he has promises back then, he has promises for us today. That's the first characteristic I want us to see on the character of God. Secondly, I want us to look at his performance in character of God. Look at verse 4 in Psalm 78. Verse 4 says, we will not hide them from their children, telling to the generations to come the praises of the Lord and his strength and his wonderful works that he has done. His performance, they said, wonderful works. Our passage here starting in verse 12 says, marvelous things he had done in the sight of our fathers. His performance in the character of God throughout the history, Israel had enjoyed the presence and the power of Almighty God. Time and time again, he demonstrated that power to the midst of his people. Just imagine this for a second in his performance. Just imagine seeing the Red Seas parted. Just imagine seeing dropping the manna from heaven. Imagine the pillar by cloud by day and the fire by night. See, God had proven himself time and time again to his people. May I say this evening that the Lord has not changed in this area either. He is still coming through for his people. Look back over the years and remember the times the Lord had displayed the greatness of power in your life. There might have been something you were going through and you needed a miracle. Now, as you can see that God's working in your life and there's something that comes about and there's a miracle, you can praise God. Then whenever another trial or tribulation comes, you can look back on that miracle and say, God was with me then. God will be with me now. Imagine just seeing all what he has done in the performance of what these Israelites had seen. But guess what they were? They still were faithless at some times in their walk. They still were forgetful sometimes in their walk. They still were foolish in times of their walk. But they still, God still showed mercy even though they were that way. That he still showed his promises. He still showed his performance. God hasn't changed and he will never change. Hasn't he parted or changed? As you cried out in faith, hasn't he answered your response? I know as me, I've had two babies be in the NICU, okay? They were born prematurely. They had all the stuff hooked up to them. My son had a ventilator for a couple days. At the time, as a father seeing your kid hooked up, you would think, oh no, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm worrying, I'm fretting. I knew that God was with me during that time, and I had a peace that passes all understanding. I can't explain it to you, but I know as I was sitting there watching my children in the hospital and they were sick, I knew God was with me, even in that trial or tribulation time. And let me just tell you, he's out around in the nursery running around somewhere right now, just pulling something down. I'll tell you that right now. Or he's eating something. That's what he's doing right now. I've seen God work in his life already. I've seen it then. I see it now. But so we see in the character of God and his promises and his performance. Well, look, it also in verse 4, it says his strength and his wonderful works. Throughout history, God proved that he was stronger than every obstacle he faced. He was more powerful than Egypt and the Amalekites. He proved himself to be greater than their thirst and their hunger. He was able to overcome all they had faced with great power. Church, God is still all-powerful. The omniscient power of God shall not nor ever waver. I want you to know this morning, it ain't what I'm saying. Listen to what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 28, verse 18. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and in earth. That's the power of God I'm talking about. Luke 1:37 says, for with God, nothing will be impossible. Our God, whom we serve, is able. And I'm not talking about prosperity, gospel, health, and wealth. Everything's going to work out your way. I'm talking about the character of God, how he always comes through his promises and his performance and his power. Amen? Now let's look at verse 38, Psalm 78, verse 38. And we're going to look at the last characteristic of God here, of their God, of our God, and it's his patience. Look at verse 38 with me. It says, but he, which I've capitalized there, talking about God, but he being fully full of compassion forgave their iniquity and did not destroy them. Yes, a many of time he turned his anger away and did not stir up all his wrath. See, his patience is something that we can be happy about, his power and his performance and his promises, but his patience is something that we need to be thankful for. While God continued to show himself strong on the behalf of his people, it says that Israel, the Bible says that Israel continued to lack the faith and trust that they should. However, it says that the Bible says that he turned his anger away from them. He was patient with them. He was patient with them in love and grace. Thank God we serve a patient God. How many times has he demonstrated that for you and me? How many times have we walked or failed to walk in the Lord or in faith with the Lord, but instead of tossing us aside, he continues to love us and work in our lives? We have a patient and loving Lord. So those are the two truths. Now, the condition of the people on how they were faithless and how they were forgetful and how they were foolish. But we know the character of our God and the character of their God and how we can stand on his promises. We can stand on his performances. We can stand on his power. And thank God we can stand for his patience, because we're not a people that take very patience lightly. Not me. If somebody did me wrong two or three times, that's it, right? God was a loving and patient God with these Israelites, and we can be the same way. He can be patient and loving with us, but we have to turn to him. So, with that information now, with those two truths, the challenge for tonight, three challenges I'm going to leave with you. Let's look at verses 6 through 8, Psalm 78, verses 6 through 8, and we're going to focus mainly on the last verses 7 and 8, but we're going to read verses 6 through 8 here. It says, that the generation to come might know them, the children who would be born, that they may arise and declare to them, to their children, that they may set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments. See, when we look at Israel's history and the way that God proved himself, then we can consider how in our own lives, how we can look at this, how do we look at this ability and power that God has given us? What do we do with this? Well, three things that I'm going to have for challenges. This is not something that I come up with. This is from the Bible. It's very basic, but let me just tell you what God says we need to do, and this is very clearly what God says. First off, here's the first challenge. Have confidence in God, or trust. Okay, Mark 11, 22 says, Jesus answered to them and said, again, Jesus is talking. We need to be listening when Jesus is speaking. Jesus answered to them and said, have faith in God. Now, do we have faith in just the good times or the bad times? We need to say all times, right? Listen to what Psalm 62 says. Trust in him at all times. So the Bible tells us no matter if it's a good day or a bad day or whatever's going on in our life, we need to trust him. We need to have confidence in God. It says in verse 7 here that they may set their hope in God. We need to have confidence in that. See, these verses teach us that we are to trust for all our need, every situation. Listen, when the world asks the question, can God, we who believe in the Bible should stand out and cry out, God can. When the world looks at declining morality, increased evil, economic trouble, pandemics, we need to look at them and say, God can. Amen. And let me just show you, there's Bible throughout the whole time that God can. Daniel in the lion's den. Darius put Daniel in the lion's den. He spent the night thinking, oh, I got rid of that praying Jesus follower. Well, guess what? Daniel enjoyed that night in peace, knowing that God can. What about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Nebuchadnezzar stood with a smile on his face to throw the three Hebrew boys in the flames. But let me just tell you, they came out with not nothing burned on their head, not nothing smelling like smoke, and they said, God can. Just like the disciples on the ship, they were in the midst of a storm. They thought they were finished. Their hearts were filled with the question, can God? But let me tell you, in the night, Jesus came walking on the waves, displaying all the power of the Godhead, reminding the disciples, God can, God can. Somebody say, God can this evening. God can. Thank you. Listen to what David says in Psalms 27. You can turn there if you want to. I already have it flipped. Psalms 27, 1 through 6. We're going to see in Psalms 27 this declaration of faith that David is speaking here. And he is pretty much talking about having confidence in God. But he's also going to then talk about the second challenge we have here. So let's start in verse 1. Psalms 27, verse 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is my strength of my life. Oh, whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and my foes, they stumbled and fell. Though an army may encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war may rise against me, in this I will be confident. One thing I desire of the Lord that I will seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire of his temple. For in this time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion, in the secret place of his tabernacle. He shall hide me and he shall set me high upon the rock. And now my head shall be lifted above my enemies all around me. Therefore, I will offer sacrifice of joy in his tabernacle. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises to the Lord. This is David having confidence in God, but also the second challenge that I have for you this evening is he called to mind his past works, or he remembered, okay? So you might not remember what I'm saying. This is what the three challenges, trust and remember. If you can just get those words, okay? You don't have to remember everything I'm saying, but what we're trying to do is trust, and then we're trying to remember. That's what David was doing here. He was talking about how he trusted God, how he was his salvation. But he said, when my enemies came against me. He's thinking past tense. He's thinking, when the enemy came against me, you caused them to stumble and fail. That's what we got to do as people. We got to see when the trials and tribulations come, and he takes care of it, and he gets us through it, and he carries us through it. We got to look back and say, he's the God that took us through it. He's the God who will take us through it now. So we got to call mind to our past works. We got to remember. Think of the time that he has delivered you, when he saved you, the times that he has moved mountains in your life. Remember the power that he has done. Let your past works remind that he is able, no matter what you face, God is able to do and to come through for you every time. Let your past reminder, let him be able to let you learn to trust him more and more. An old man took a ride on an airplane for the first time. His friends were a little cautious about it. They were very excited to hear how he felt about it. So as he got off the plane, they were very, very eagerly asked him, said, hey, how did you like it? And he said, well, it wasn't as bad as I thought, but I'll tell you this. I didn't put all my weight down. Now, I tell you that to tell you this, okay? That's how some Christians take the promises of the Bible. See, they have no trouble in believing in what it says about the Lord Jesus Christ saving all who has put their trust in him. They know that their sins have been forgiven, and they know that heaven is their eternal home. But see, they fail to take the Lord at his word when it applies to other areas in their life. They never put all their weight down in the Lord. And as a result, that plagues us with doubts and fears and uncertainties. And we forget that what God has done for us. We're not able to see it. We're not able to remember it because we're not putting all our trust and weight in the Lord. We need to be a people of the Lord for his kingdom, that we put our trust and faith in the Lord as we go through life. Listen, I'm 30 years old. I'll be 31 soon. Life is tough. Life is hard. If I didn't have Jesus, there'd be a lot of ups and downs. There's a lot of ups and downs, but I have Jesus. I know he's going to take care of me then. He's going to take care of me now, and he's going to take care of me in the future. There's no doubt about it. I know this. But we got to put all our weight down. We got to be able to first trust, and we got to have confidence. If we go back to Psalm 78, look at verse 7 again. Psalm 78, it says that they may say, set their hope in God, or trust, and not forget their works of God. So there's the remember. And now we're going to see, but keep his commandments. Carry out his commandments or obey. Okay, so trust, remember, obey. That is what the Christian walk should be looking like, okay? Now, guess what we don't like to do? We don't like to trust all the time. We like to try to do it our way, and we have to let the Lord, we have to struggle with that, and then the Lord goes, see if you just done it my way, right? We don't like to maybe remember the things or what, and we definitely don't like to obey. We want to do what we want to do. But to carry out His commandments, it says that here we need to obey, or we need to keep His commandments. Genuine faith in the Lord always manifests itself in obedience to the Lord and His word. Did you hear me? Genuine faith in the Lord always manifests itself in obedience to the Lord and His word. Remember, faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. When we get into His word and allow it to deepen our hearts, changing us, then we can trust Him more and more. See, the Israelites had a time. They were going through it all for many, many years. They would follow God. God would bless them in whatever miracle and feeding them or giving them drink or showing them the Red Sea parting, and they went on with that. They end up just a short time later being faithless, being forgetful, and being foolish. So often our lives can emulate the Israelites, but I wanted to show you tonight they were asking the question, can God? We might ask the question, can God, when trials and tribulations come. I want to tell you tonight that God can. Now listen, this is the last thing I'm going to say, and then I have a little conclusion. If you trust God and remember what He has done for you, and you obey what He says, you will have a heart when a trial and tribulation comes that says, God can, instead of can God. Amen? If you trust and remember what He has done for you, and you obey what He says, you will have a heart that says, can, or God can, instead of can God. So we've seen two truths this evening. We've seen that the truths of the people, or we're a lot like them. We can be faithless and foolish. We've seen the character of God, how He has promises and His power and performance, that He is the same God as He was yesterday, today, and forever. We need to have that mindset that God can, instead of can God. I hope with these three challenges I've left with you that you can have more confidence to trust in God. You can have a better understanding or mind to remember what He has done for you. And I pray that you can be obedient to His word and follow Him as Christ or Christian should be following. As we end this morning, or this evening, again, I would like to say this. Thank you, brother, for allowing me to come. God can. Whatever situation you got, whatever trial, tribulation, just remember, God can. Thank you, brother.